to dawn. What the Delta Dawn? What the hell do you have on? Could it be? No, that's not right.
You're always effing up songs, Trig. Delta. It's Delta Dawn. What's that flower you have on?
Flower.
Could it be a faded rose from days gone by?
I got me a lot of questions about that song. Always have.
Always?
Yeah, always. When I was a kid, my sister had the 45. Played it over and effing over. She even played it after she left it in the car and the sun warped the F out of it.
Why'd she have a record in the car?
Afraid it would get stolen.
Daddy Still Calls Her Baby by Scott Augustson.
But back to the questions.
Oh, good. I was worried we wouldn't get back to your questions about a 40-year-old song.
Like, faded rose from days gone by? A rose isn't gonna fade. It's gonna dry up and, like... Oh, Shasta, remember when we were squatting in that... What am I trying to say? That brick... building.
The one in Georgetown. The warehouse.
Yeah, the warehouse.
Effing freezing. All the windows were busted out. Wind blowing right through it.
Yeah, remember that chick, Ellie, always stealing flowers from graveyards?
Oh, yeah. That can't be good luck.
Okay, point is, those flowers did not last a week. Effing petals on the ground. How could Delta Dawn still be wearing a rose from years ago? She'd have been wearing a stick.
Plastic.
Wouldn't fade.
Plastic does too fade.
When I was a kid, I used to think that all songs kind of took place in the same world. Like Delta Dawn and Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia were the same story. That's the same singer, right?
No. Lights in Georgia was that girl from the Carol Burnett show. What was her name?
Carol Burnett? She was the only girl on that show.
No. She looked like Carol Burnett, but younger. Played her mom. Now, that's effed up, isn't it?
Speaking of effed up, I was going to ask, there a sweep coming up?
Yeah, they said that, but they're usually a couple, 3 days late. We should ask that dude with the yellow vouchers.
What's the difference between the pink vouchers and the yellow vouchers?
One's pink, one's yellow.
I'm asking about the effing sweep because if it's this weekend, we should get Judy's stuff for her. There's no way she's going to be out of Harborview.
You've been up to see her?
For like 5 minutes. She was in the ICU, then got out, but then she got this infection and got put back in. They're assholes about visitors in ICU.
She going to lose her leg?
No. I mean, I hope not.
Oh, for God's sakes, all this fuss over nothing. I don't want to press charges. I don't know why I'm here.
Ma'am, you don't have to say anything. In fact, you have the right not to say anything.
I have the... Oh, it's like that, is it? Listen, officer, I was just getting some supplies. See, my housekeeper asked to leave early because Como said it might snow. Might, not that it would. That's neither here nor there. But I thought, well, if Como is right, for once, I should go get a few things at Trader Joe's. And of course, if there's even a whisper of snowflakes, every jackass in town goes and buys 10 loaves of bread. There was no parking for blocks. I mean... a few compact spaces, but I am not going to apologize for having an SUV. If you have kids and they do sports, you need one. Anyway, this whole thing, it's not my fault. I nudged her shopping cart. No, stop. Rewind. It was not her cart, was it? It's like QFCs or Safeways, isn't it? Shouldn't have been in a parking space. And the cart was covered by a tarp. I couldn't see. I didn't know there was anybody under there. I don't have x-ray vision. I'm not the bad guy. I'm not the one living in a shopping cart, peeing on the sidewalk.
Peeing on the sidewalk?
My friend, Vicky, should have gotten $900 for her house in Ballard. But she was near that one park with a lot of homeless. Can I say that without offending anyone these days? But Vicky got 780 because of those people peeing on the sidewalk. Peeing on the sidewalk that is three blocks from a school. Children having to walk through urine to get to school, and I'm the one sitting here talking to you.
Feels like it's gonna snow.
Another thing about Delta Dawn.
We still talking about effing Delta Dawn?
Okay, we know she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand.
Now she should get something with wheels. Carrying a suitcase, she's gonna have back problems.
She's looking for a mysterious dark-haired man, and did I hear her say he was taking her away to his mansion in the sky?
And who is it that's asking all those effing questions? Hey, Delta Dawn, what are you wearing? And did I hear you say something, nosy asshole?
Is the mysterious man with the house in the sky supposed to be Jesus? Or some guy who screwed Delta Dawn 20 years ago and promised to come back and get her?
Hey, if we take Judy's stuff and this place gets swept, how's she gonna find us?
You know, now that I think about it, I don't even know that I'm the one who injured her. She might have already been.
She had multiple breaks in her left leg and a possible pelvic fracture.
Which could have happened earlier. Maybe she was on heroin and couldn't feel anything. Okay? You know what? Fine. Just tell me. How much is it going to cost? I mean, I'm assuming she'll get her medical bills paid for by my tax dollars, but it's okay. I have insurance for the rest. Jesus, those premiums are going to go up. You know what? She should thank me. She's getting three hot meals a day, nice, warm, dry hospital bed, and a big TV. When's the last time she had that? She'll probably be on crutches, which will mean that when she panhandles, she'll get sympathy. Probably double her tips. Well, not tips, but you know what I mean. Where does she really need to walk to? Somebody like her. Does she have important meetings to go to? Is anyone expecting her, counting on her? Oh, I know. Does she have to get her steps in for her Fitbit? Why am I even here?
Witness said you tried to flee.
Flee? I couldn't get very far dragging that damn cart,
ma'am,
could I?
Again, you don't need to speak.
Well, maybe I have something to say. Ever think of that? You can't shut me up. I pay your salary, so I will speak my mind. Homelessness is not the problem. The problem is homeless people. My husband and I work hard, and just because I chose to make sure my family doesn't go hungry during a snowstorm, I'll probably have to take a goddamn second mortgage out on my home. The home we pay a lot of money for here in a city that never met a new tax it didn't love. It's sickening. It's an injustice, is what it is.
Hey, what's the story with Judy's dog?
Her dog's got a story?
I mean, who has got her? F me, what's her name? Judy's little black pit bull?
I don't know, but damn, that dog's a licker. I would rather have a dog hump me than lick me.
Poor thing, just always wants to lay there and be petted, but Judy's always, come on, lazy bitch, I'm not having no fat dog, we're going for a walk.
Oh, wasn't that, shish, what was her name? The tall butch lady that used to be a school teacher?
Tanya?
Yeah, I bet Tanya's got the dog. She was always helping out, making sure there was dog chow around.
I thought Tanya went back to Atlanta to be with her sister.
I think you're thinking of a different Tanya.
Why are so many homeless chicks named Tanya?
You know that's true.
You're going to fingerprint me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. First, I cannot wait to tell my book club that I was fingerprinted. And second, Officer Rodriguez, was it? When I talk to a lawyer, you are going to be very sorry. Oh, fingerprinting. Oh, will I also get a mugshot?
Oh, F me. Oh.
What's so effing funny?
You know how sometimes you get a song stuck in your head, but you don't know why? I just remembered what Judy's pit bull's name is.
What?
Delta. Delta dog.
Oh. Delta dog. What's that color you have on? Could it be on me?